The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
It's 1 minute.
I know, right? All right, back for our last segment here. Go to at Tony Curry Radio. I need to find out what that poll answer is. Who's made a bigger impact, Dr. Phil Ozzie?
I know you're an international, global, whatever you are, but I think you skew towards the U.S. and you skew towards the Southeast.
Is it me or does it feel like, of all sports records, records that will never be broken? I don't think the home run record will ever be broken because the steroid era is dead. I am totally certain that Pete Rose's 4256, the hits, will never be broken because the money's too big and no one will play baseball for 22, 23
years. Exactly.
I'm trying to think of some records that'll never be broken. And Joe DiMaggio's 56 hitting streak, I think that may get broached at some point. I don't know if we'll ever have the NBA. And correct, because you're a bigger NBA guy than I am. Before LeBron James came on board, or even 10 years ago, did anyone think that the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar record would ever be broached? It's been around for almost 40 years.
Yeah, and what's interesting about it is
maybe after the 3-point.
I was just going to say you got the whole. That's the thing that I've always, particularly with NBA, that kind of messes the whole thing up. Is
they changed the rules?
Well, yeah.
In the NFL, they've added a game.
That's true. Yeah, you can't. I don't know how you correct. The 3-point shot you can't correct for, but it's easier to get more points. Correct. So it means Kareem's is even.
Do you know how many 3-point shots Kareem Abdul-Jabbar made in his career?
I don't know, 6? 1. I've seen it. I thought.
It was my mistake, but he made 1.
Okay, I saw it.
The 3-point line came into existence about halfway through his career.
Yeah.
LeBron James has made over 2,000 3-point shots, so do the math. That's 2,000 more points that he has based on the 3, but he's also a 3-point shooter, or he can be.
He can be. Right. Could you imagine, I'm just sorry, can you imagine a sky hook from 3-point?
Dude.
Can you imagine someone perfecting
that? Oh, I'm sure he can do it.
I know.
That'd be hard to do. It's hard to sky hook from 4 feet.
Have you ever tried to do a sky hook?
Oh, yeah.
It's like
that's the only thing I can do because I'm super tall. It's the only way I can be.
Yeah, but can you get up on 1 foot like that and one leg and like it's kind of that ballerina thing?
I do every morning.
Okay, go ahead.
When I get out of bed.
Okay.
Kip Kiefer, we're going to be doing this Kiefer and Curry show. We're trying to come up with some different things to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I know this debate about Michael Jordan and LeBron James. And to me, it's not even close. The Jordan fans will always say he went to 6 championships, he won every one of them, he's 6-0, done deal. And I know LeBron James is sitting at 4, he's got 4 MVPs. He's been to the playoffs 15 times, Jordan was there only 13 times, there were several times that Jordan didn't get out of the first round. LeBron James got out of every first round, I think, until a couple of years ago. Certainly, and I know he's saying, I didn't play basketball to break any records. Mm-hmm. He's more of a facilitator. The fact that he's 4th in all-time assists right now, he will not break that record. Stockton's got that. By the way, do you know the 3rd highest scoring NBA player is all time?
No.
Karl Malone.
That's what I was going to say.
That's just one of the, I just like, what?
Well, because why? Consistently?
Well, the leg kick, kicking people in the junk going down the paint.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot.
But yeah, when you think of really? Karl Malone, I'm like, he's the 3rd leading scorer.
Where's Curry?
They're still playing. Okay. They're still getting after it. So, and I'm not necessarily a LeBron James fan. I think he's done it incredibly clean. I think he's an excellent businessman. He's been in movies. He's done everything right. He's pretty much stayed unscathed as far as any personal tragedies or anything he's gone through. I don't want to say it's not close. I think Michael Jordan's mystique, his iconic presence, the fact that we all wear Air Jordans, I think he's a bigger icon internationally than LeBron James is. But as far as in pure NBA basketball, I think LeBron James is a better player.
Yeah,
the fact that he's such a facilitator. I mean, you remember 13, 14 years ago, people would give him shit because he wouldn't take the last shot?
That's right.
Like, what the hell are you doing? He's averaging 30.2 points per ball game this year. That is the 3rd highest in his career. He's only averaged over 30 points four different times in his career, and this is one of the years. Right. He's shooting 50.2% right. from the floor.
Right.
I mean, this ain't a guy popping. This ain't Westbrook popping the ball 40 times to get his 30 points a night.
No,
I mean it's unbelievable.
And he's 38, and he looks great. No, I think a couple of things, and you know, I've been saying this for forever. A lot of people have. LeBron James is much more a Magic Johnson type player, mm-hmm. right? I mean, and we're seeing more. You know, Magic was the first.
Yeah.
Magic was the first player over 6'8" to play point guard and basically could play any position and was a huge facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
I think the difference is Magic was Magic, and there was a, you know, he behind the back and did all this stuff. And I do think that coming in, people didn't think LeBron was going to be that way.
Yeah.
They looked at him in high school.
And by the way, LeBron came right out of high school. Kareem had to go to
I was just going to say that's the other thing. So you get a little bit of jump. And Kareem went all 4 years. Mm-hmm. No, one and done.
Yeah,
so I think you have that. I think the other thing, I don't, this is me. I don't know if people do. Michael Jordan has a prettier game. He has a more beautiful game. It's aesthetically more pleasing to watch.
No, he's better, much better poster than LeBron James.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron is amazing, but it just doesn't... this is terrible. His shots just don't look nice.
No, they don't. He's a steamroller. He lowers the shoulder.
But even his three-point shots.
Yeah.
And his jump point shots.
No, it's not our...
Yeah, this doesn't take any...
Yeah, you're right. Michael Jordan was much more poster-esque.
Absolutely. But all of that being said, then yes, if you look at it, he's 38. He does every position on the floor. He can play every position on the floor. He's leading in all of these categories. It reminds me of Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson was the guy who, if you needed him to score X amount of points, mm-hmm. he could.
Yeah.
But he didn't. And if you think about the history of it, and Larry Bird was a little bit different. God, I'm showing my age. Larry Bird was a little bit different. They were mad at Magic in the beginning because they're like, you can't play point guard.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You can't. No, you can't do that. And he's like, just give me the damn ball.
Yeah.
So, but that being said, LeBron's got longevity. He's had some injuries, but he's got a physical presence. He can do anything. I think the question will be, because he came out from high school, he's got that 4-year start on everybody.
Yeah.
So for all the records, the question is, are there any players, I was thinking about Luka, and I'm thinking about some of the other ones, that can hang around relatively uninjured long enough
yeah.
to break these records?
Which player, Jordan or LeBron, made the players around him better more often?
Oh, I would say LeBron.
It's not even close.
They talk about the Cavs team.
The guy was won three championships with three different teams.
You're right. And with the Cavs.
What does that tell you?
The Cavs were the crappy team.
Or Cleveland.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, he went back to Cleveland to win a championship, and we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
We knew when he got to Cleveland the second time, we knew he was going back to bring them a championship, and it happened.
That's exactly.
I
think if LeBron had a more, it's so interesting the way we look at the aesthetic. I mean, obviously hardcore sports fans look at it differently.
Yeah.
But if you look at him, you look and you go, oh my God, look at that physical presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's huge. But even compared to Giannis, you look at Giannis has just, it's a more aesthetically pleasing game. I think that plays into it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying should, but it does. When you just look, you know, what do we love with LeBron? We love when he dunks.
LeBron looks stiff.
Yes. Well, because he weighs 280 pounds.
He looks stiff. I mean,
But he's always, yes.
Yeah.
That's what Ja Morant.
So, I circled this date like a month and a half ago, and you and I were talking
about
maybe going to Memphis to see the Lakers play Memphis in February. We need to do that, by the way. I want to go because I want to see the best basketball player that's ever played the game, and I think it's LeBron James. But for some reason, maybe it's because we're processing the fact that we know what day it's going to happen.
Right.
If it doesn't happen against Oklahoma City, it'll probably happen against Milwaukee. At home, by the way, Thursday. I hope it happens at the...
Tickets are now, like, the cheapest ticket is, like, $2,000.
So how big of a deal is this? It doesn't feel like it's...
It doesn't...
I would expect, and we're watching ESPN on the side,
yeah.
I would expect there to be LeBron watch at the
bottom
corner.
No, because you know why? A, they know... Everybody knows you're going to do it. A... B, it's not, he's going to do it with a lot of games left.
Yeah.
The timing of it is not, you know what I mean? He's going to break it, and he's going to go well beyond it. I'm just saying, even just this year.
Yeah.
So I think, and Tom Brady just hung it up.
And you're right to an extent. When you break seasonal records, it's more bold. You may know it's going to happen, but you still don't know if he's going to hit another home run in his last six games of the year.
Right.
So when it does happen, it's exciting. And when you're talking about career-wise, whether it's an assist record,
right,
whether it's yardage in the National Football League and Drew Brees, and
it's just less of a thing. Now I think when it happens,
I think it's. I mean, I want to embrace it.
You know what it says to me? It's a reminder of just how amazing of a player Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was.
Oh, man.
I mean, it, I think, again, and now here's the other thing, too. We got some generational stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so your son, does Santo know, I mean, obviously he knows Jordan, but by his age, does he know the Kareem? Does he know the history of this?
Well, and that says a lot about that, too, because the fact my son knows so much about Jordan and never saw him play.
Right.
Is amazing.
Well, yes.
It's like him telling me how great Led Zeppelin is. I'm like, what? How do you even know? I mean, I know because I actually played their music and they were still... But so that says a lot about Michael Jordan. But I also think that the ESPN documentary, The Last Dance, I think was huge.
Yep.
Not only from a financial situation, but it painted him in a lot different light. Michael Jordan has not been unscathed because of his celebrity.
Yep.
I think that he's got away with his gambling and some of the things that happened off the basketball court. But yeah, he's like, and I know it's a love-hate relationship. A lot of people hate LeBron. And I'm like, and the same people that hate Tom Brady, I'm like, how can you hate?
I mean, well, they hate LeBron.
If you want to say because he left Bridget Moynihan while she was pregnant to go get a job,
that's LeBron.
Just to hate a guy because he's super successful is ridiculous to me. I may not like them, and I may hate them because they're beating my team. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to see LeBron win one more championship. And I'll go as far as to say, even if he's a utility player like Barkley tried to do later in his life by going to Phoenix. Much way after Phoenix.
See, that's we don't have time. Like,
just
I remember as a Lakers fan watching Kareem sort of towards the end.
Yeah.
This was the hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
And he just didn't look good.
Yeah.
You know, and he was playing limited minutes.
LeBron James could never have been an airplane.
No. He's not.
He was great in Trainwreck. I thought he was really good in Trainwreck.
No, he did a great job.
Great movie. For LeBron James, I didn't see the Space Jam 5
right.
It was. I didn't give a shit. Yeah, the first one sucked.
Right,
it was terrible. They both sucked. Jordan and him both sucked. And Space Jams are horrible movies. You can't animate, but it doesn't work. But yeah, Kareem in Airplane, top notch.
I want to see what Michael does. I mean, again, this is why.
Yeah, I wonder what Michael will do.
Well, not Michael.
You think about Michael too. You don't even hear about Michael.
No.
You're going to hear about LeBron for the rest of his life.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what he does. And this was the tragic thing about Kobe is, you know, he had started his own venture capital fund. He had won a Grammy.
What was Jordan's last dance? What year? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Well, because he did the bullets and did the horn. Like, again, I wished that, and I understand it's in his blood, but like, I didn't want to see him be involved with other teams. And I understood the Hornets thing and the playoffs.
No, they were not successful doing it either.
No. No. That's when Magic came back to coach the Lakers.
Like when Phil went to the Knicks. It's like,
yeah, exactly. You want to see.
We just gave you the four parameters of hanging it up.
You should have hung it up.
You got 10 championships, be happy. No, and I wonder when LeBron decides to hang it up.
Well, that's the other thing. He's not.
He wants to play with his kid.
Yeah. And he's. I mean, he hurt his groin. What else has he got? He's got a knee?
Yeah, he's 38 years old.
No, but what else? He doesn't have any major. Does he have any major?
No.
No. You know, I mean, flipping Kobe Bryant, both ACLs, both Achilles. He had a broken finger. You know what I mean?
It was amazing, too, is he took off back-to-back nights last week. And you're thinking to yourself, you're 89 points away from a scoring record, and you're taking nights off. And I think that's fantastic. Well, he knows his body better than anything. There was one night where he was scratched, and he ended up playing, and they ended up winning because of him. Because he's like, listen, we're getting down the nitty gritty. We've got, you know, we're 54 games into the season. We need to short this thing
out. It's what you just said. I think he wants to play with his kid. And I think this is one of those, oh my gosh, the, I don't know what you call it, where like the timing, we're getting right to the end. Yeah. Like the timing has got to be, I mean, Bronny's got to be able to, it's on. It's on Bronny. That's the amount of pressure because he's got to.
He's taking over the business.
I know, but he has to get himself. First, he's got to get himself into college, and he's being recruited, and he's got his. But he's no LeBron James.
No.
Okay. But that's okay. I mean, I don't mean that. And LeBron's great, but so he's got to get himself into college. A. Then he's got to at least be in there long enough, unless he goes to the G League or whatever. He's not.
Yep.
To then come out.
Yeah.
Then he's got to be drafted onto a team. Mm-hmm. And if it's not like the Lakers, then we got to get the timing has to be right for LeBron not only to play but to move. And the problem is the clock is ticking on LeBron. I mean, I don't know. Has he got 4 years, 5 years?
Oh, I don't know if he's got that long.
Well,
he may be one of those. If he wins his championship, he may be done. I don't know. Talk about a guy who wants to figure out what he wants to do when he hangs it up. But he's got, dude. He's the first billion-dollar athlete.
What you just said. I believe. That the Bronny situation is close enough. You know, if Bronny was like 14, it'd be a different thing. It's not right there, but it's close enough.
As a parent too, you're like, I don't think LeBron James has got the whip out and you got to do this, that, and the other.
No, I don't think so.
I think LeBron James understands just how special he is. He can be humble all he wants, but he knows how good he is. I think about Pete Rose's son.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right.
I don't know what that says about Pete Rose's father, because you think better father skills actually would help the talent of your son, would it not? I don't know if it would or not. In some cases, you know, the father, Michael Jackson's dad, Andre Agassi's father, they just put him through hell to get successful, then they write books about how horrible it was growing up. But Pete Rose's son, Pete Jr., used to play for the Barons. Was in minor leagues for 12, 13 years.
Yeah, I mean, he just wasn't.
And I'm like, and just never made it.
Well, they're all, all the kids are playing. I mean, half of the, well, that's Steph Curry. They're all, but that, I think that's the thing is that for LeBron, it's so close.
Yeah.
It could happen. I don't think it's like he's doing it to put a feather in his cap. It's more of a like, what a cool thing.
I know you're not a big baseball guy, but Pete Rose, I'm obviously a Reds fan.
I know.
I watched him play. I think he's the hardest. They call him Charlie Hustle for a reason.
Yep.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. He wrote a letter to baseball back in November, saying that he was horribly sorry for everything he did. Blah 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 blah. Rod Carew came out yesterday and said Pete needs to be in the Hall of Fame. He said, if you can make a bet on a baseball game inside Great American Ballpark, much like we just saw 1,500 dudes get released from prison yesterday.
Yep.
Why?
Yep.
Drug charges.
Yep.
Because we've changed our laws.
Yeah.
You know, possession, simple possession doesn't put you in jail anymore. So they're letting all these guys go. At the time, it was a rule. It was a law.
Yeah.
You should be arrested for it. We've changed the rules. Now, some people, you smoke dope 10 years ago, you go to prison. Now you can smoke dope in the streets of Tupelo and no one says a word because it's legal, right? So if they've changed the rules, should we not start looking at Pete Rose differently?
Yeah. I mean, yes, absolutely.
And someone said, well, then you're going to tell me that the steroid, he's like, are they administering steroids at Great American Ballpark?
That's the difference.
But you can make a bet on a Cincinnati Reds game inside Great American Ballpark, but Pete Rose, who bet on his team to win... So sad.
By the way, FanDuel's running and DraftKings are running on commercials.
Yeah.
I saw. I've never seen this. Maybe I haven't paid attention. Now there's at the bottom of the screen.
Oh my gosh!
Well, no, no, there's the legal disclaimers. Have you seen that?
The legal disclaimers are 47 seconds of the 60-second commercial I counted today.
Okay, which is, no, but now...
47, because they have to do it for each individual state.
It's scary. But no, now, if you have a gambling problem, have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it before.
Oh, yeah. Listen to the TV, listen to the radio commercial. The radio commercial is 60 seconds. The first 13 seconds are talking about FanDuel, and the last 47 seconds is the disclaimer. I counted it. Because it's just... And
Arizona.
Let me tell you something.
In addition to the mental health issues, right? If you have a gambling problem, da, 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 da. Yep.
See, when you go to McDonald's, there's not a disclaimer that you're going to get fat. You eat this Big Mac every single day of the week, you're getting fat as shit. There's not a disclaimer. We're just supposed to be smart enough to realize that we know it's fattening, that we eat French fries every day, we're going to get fat. When there's a disclaimer, why do you think smoking fell off the face of Earth? This causes cancer. This will kill you. And we still do it anyway, right?
Right.
So when there's a disclaimer for something that's relatively new, and if you think you have a gambling problem, before you even put your money in the FanDuel account, just be careful. Oh, God. I'm telling you right now, we're going to have an epidemic of gambling addicts in the next 5 to 10 years.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm telling you. And this is really dangerous. We saw it with vaping. Mm-hmm. We've seen it with Swisher Sweets. We see it with putting flavoring in things so it's milder and easier to smoke mm-hmm. or ingest. Mm-hmm. We're seeing with marijuana. Mm-hmm. We don't smoke marijuana. We're taking gummies. Mm-hmm. Kids love gummies. Kids were the biggest force, the biggest push of fantasy sports.
Of course.
Period. My son's in 4 different fantasy leagues. At Indian Springs, he's in fantasy football because 56-year-olds don't give a shit about fantasy football. We'll call our guy behind the dumpster and just make a bet on the damn game. We're not playing fantasy points. They're going after young. This is my old man.
Get off my lawn moment.
It all started off with fantasy. And every person that does fantasy football can now gamble on these things.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dangerous
problem. Gamble a small amount.
You do a small amount,
and it's easy. It's easy. There's no barrier to entry.
Said, just because marijuana is not legal, it doesn't mean that people are going to start smoking it. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
When you're told that something is legal and it's socially acceptable and it's part of our culture, mm-hmm. yes, it's okay to walk topless down Lynn Park. If you said all of a sudden today you can walk in Lynn Park, ladies, topless, within 10 years everybody will be doing it because it's socially acceptable. And okay. I'm just like,
we gotta get you off your lawn because we have to be on the news.
Gotcha. We're gonna be Fox 6. When to hang it up, man. If we could do our segment,
I know
we need more than 6 minutes, dude.
I'm gonna contact the producers.
See if we can get till 10 o'clock.
Okay, I'm going
to. All right, have a great day. Hey, if you like what you heard this morning, we did 4 different segments. Check out the Curry and Claypo podcast. Go to Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Curry, K-U-R-R-E on the Tony Curry Radio Network. You can download the TKR app. Hear all of our shows live throughout the entire day. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes to 8 o'clock at night. Classic rock the rest of the time. And if you want to hear any of our podcasts, our musically elemented podcasts, we're on every major industry, Spotify, iTunes, Audio Boom, wherever. Go listen to our shows. We have a show for everybody, whether you like the blues, classic rock, business, non-for-profits, spas, the pet business, mm-hmm. Curry and Claypo. We got a show for everyone, so check out our podcast. I greatly appreciate it. And check us out on Fox 6 in just about, that's fast, about 20 minutes. Thanks for watching this morning. We love you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.